This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, at the moment, it's not too bad out there.
It's getting worse, but the drive here was not terrible.
I didn't have any slippies, but when I was on 35 South, and this was about a half hour ago, it was the rain / sleet was barely starting, so it was really hard to see out of my windshield, even with the windshield wipers on. So that's great.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the Doppler, but when the storm was coming up, it was supposed to hit around 2 o'clock. With the Doppler, when the storm goes over Kansas City, it turns into like this bubble that goes around Kansas City, but does not hit Kansas City, the storm. If you check out the Doppler from 2 o'clock this morning, it's like it's coming. It's coming all the way around, but it's not touching Kansas City.
You think it knows, or had the city has some sort of urban way to like somehow to make the storm bypass us?
Do I believe that technology exists? Yes. But do I believe that that's the situation right here? I don't think so.
Probably not. It's probably just a random weather occurrence.
Yeah. This morning, well, I went to bed at 8, woke up at 3:30, and every time I got up to go to the bathroom, I looked outside to see if it was snowing yet, and I got up about, I think, four times, and I looked out the window. I was like, hadn't been snowing every 2 hours, you know, hadn't been snowing.
Hold on. You woke up four times to go to the bathroom in 7 hours?
Isn't that normal?
No!
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
If the Buzz fam knows anything about you, Chris, it's that you absolutely are in love and so proud of your 1989 gold Volvo 740 with 320,000 miles on it.
Oh, you're damn right I am. I love that little beast.
Well, when I was driving into the parking lot today, I was freaking out because it looked like you put a for sale sign on it.
Oh, no.
Will you explain what's going on, please, for the Buzz fam?
Yeah, I'm just protecting my windshield and wipers from the sleet and snow that's coming. So I put my little Gary Johnson for president sign.
Well,
up there.
It looks like a for sale sign.
I could see that.
And so I was like, what? What?
Oh, no.
He's selling that thing?
Never. Okay. I've had offers on that thing, by the way.
How much?
$1,000.
Okay. How much would you take for it?
I would, in order for me to seriously consider it, yes, I would need at least probably $3,000. And I'm never going to get that.
I love you so much. You love that car so much. I'm putting a picture of it on my Instagram right now, on my Instagram story, just because it looks like a for sale sign.
Mm-hmm. I did a lot of research before I purchased this car.
I know you did.
I YouTubed the engineering and the commercials for when the time went. They took this car and drove it off a four-story parking garage, and it smashed into the ground, and it, like, barely broke a blinker. I'm like, this is a safe car for my future child.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Beauty is pain, though, Chris. Beauty is pain. And, I thought that your baby couldn't even drive in this car. Didn't you have a problem with the baby carrier and the seats?
No, like I was just worried about the leather in my wife's car.
Oh, okay.
But no, this car, I just had massive amounts of complaints and worries and criticism from my wife and mother saying that you are not traveling in that car. I was like, it was literally one of the safest cars when it came out.
Does this car signify anything other than just it being a car? Could it mean something deeper in your life?
Like, I don't think so. I think it's just a solidly well-built car that is cheap. Why?
I don't know. Because don't dads have these, like, crises at some point in their lives and they buy these nice, expensive, fancy cars?
I mean, true, but this is not a nice, fancy car.
No.
I bought this 6 years ago in my mid-20s. Where are you getting at here?
I'm trying to figure out if it means something more. Like, could the car signify your childhood? All beat up and broken. Oh, no. I think your car signifies my childhood?
That seems more appropriate.
Music, world, local, and unofficial holidays. We're digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends.
Obituaries are usually pretty nice. There's people that have had some mean ones, mm-hmm. and they've been in the news. But 100 years ago...
they were a lot different.
Oh, my God.
I loved them.
The meanest obituary I have ever heard, and it's coming up with 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star. First, let's talk about stuff that happened before.
Well, you know that Malaysian airplane that went missing?
Yes. Yep.
On this day, in 2017, they called off the search. And here's the Prime Minister giving a very sad and depressing reason for why.
We have to come to a stage where we cannot keep on searching for something that we really cannot find.
Did you know that Courtney Love thought she found it?
I remember something vaguely about that.
Yeah, she went on Google and Google Images and was like, this looks like a plane. She was wrong.
I'm sure the FBI is going to consider her.
But also, they did a second private search for the damn thing in 2018, still didn't find it. So it's one of the biggest aviation mysteries.
I think we'll be talking about it like Amelia Earhart in 50, 60 years?
Yeah, absolutely.
On this day in music history, in 2008, Amy Winehouse is attacked by photographers after visiting her husband in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And on this day in 2001, President Clinton promotes Lewis of Lewis and Clark from lieutenant to captain.
Don't even make me do the math.
Of when, how long that was?
Yes. Why? Why? That's so great.
Do it.
Why? How old is that stack of papers on the president's desk?
Why is Clinton all posthumously doing all this stuff?
Yeah. It's like, huh, this really, really faded piece of paper. Lewis and Clark. All right. Was that 1600s? Come on, man. Get to some stuff now.
On this day in 1997, and the NBA suspends Dennis Rodman for 11 games and fines him $25,000 for kicking a cameraman. Here's his, excuse?
You're just the heat of the moment, and the things that I did was more like, okay, great, I'm gonna do this, and hopefully that, you know, things will be cool. But, you know, I could have did a lot of worse things than that besides kicking somebody, I could have punched somebody in the face.
So the cameraman should be grateful that he wasn't punched in the face.
This was our thing up in Maine. You wear your favorite basketball player's jersey. And, of course, I wore Dennis Rodman's when he played for the Spurs. It was me and one other guy. We were the only two. That had a Rodman. And ironically, we both turned out gay.
Rebellious.
Yeah.
Oh, on this day in local history, 1995, the LA Rams announced that they're moving to St. Louis.
And
briefly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, 10 years, 20 years, 20 years. 2015 is when they left to move to Los Angeles now.
Okay. Solid two decades in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
No, St. Louis. All right. And this day in 1984, the Supreme Court rules that recording TV shows does not violate the copyright violations when you record from your VCR. Here is them explaining in what the entertainment industry would have liked to have happened.
The entertainment industry wanted to add a tax or royalty of $100 per recording machine and $1 per blank tape. The Supreme Court decision noted it may well be that Congress will take a fresh look at this new technology, but it is not our job to apply laws that have not yet been written.
So I went down a rabbit hole with this. The case was called the Betamax case, which is mm-hmm. the name of a blank tape. And studios didn't have a problem with VCRs. Buttons that were play, they didn't have a problem with stop, rewind, fast forward, and pause. Studios had a problem with the record button on VCR so that they could take something that was being shown, record it, and watch it later. So in the end, the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that, quote, making of individual copies of complete television shows for purpose of, quote, time shifting does not constitute copyright infringement, but is fair use. Time shifting is watching it later.
I think I need to dive into more of that.
That's, I know it's very
time shifting.
Time shifting to record something to watch it later.
I don't think that's the only use for that. Let's see. On this day in 1977, capital punishment is resumed after 10 years of not doing it when a convicted murderer is executed by the firing squad. Here's the court.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for having the court audio and not the... capital punishment, the legal authorized killing of someone for their crime. Just throwing some definitions out there.
What do you think about that?
Oh, not getting into that right here, right now. That's what we don't do on JSA.
Exactly. On this day in 1934, Mr. Porsche submitted his people's car to the German government called the Volkswagen.
Mm-hmm.
And on this day in 1929, Popeyes first appears in the comic strip Thimble There.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat my spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
As we learned earlier this week, what's Popeye's favorite food?
Chicken!
If you missed that, BuzzFam, that was the answer to a Family Feud question that was wrong.
Mm-hmm. On this day in 1920, Prohibition officially starts.
I've been warning you about this.
And I found some lady back in from 1920, and I asked her what she thought about alcohol.
Oh, God, you use a time machine again?
Yes.
Okay.
Alcohol is hindering the coming of world peace.
Alcohol is hindering the coming of world peace.
Did you bring anything back when you went back to the 20s to interview that woman?
I can't, because I try to, but every time I do, it just sort of disappears.
That's a shame.
And, yeah.
That's a shame. Thank you for using the time machine. That meant you woke up real early this morning.
Well, I had to. It had been the stormy weather.
That's true.
And on this day in 1806, no, sorry, in 1913, 36 Golden Rules department stores decided to consolidate to one company, JCPenney. And here's JCPenney describing why he started in the small towns, not the big cities.
I, being a country boy and not acquainted with city ideas, my first store started in a town of 1,000 people. I chose that because I thought I could get to the hearts of the people quicker in a small town than I could in a large town.
Dude, JCPenney's in the news this morning locally.
Yeah?
250 people in Lenexa are going to be losing their jobs.
Ooh.
At the distribution center.
Ooh.
Today.
Ooh.
Which,
ooh.
Tell them before you tell the news.
Yeah.
Like, that would suck. If I'm getting ready for my job.
Oh, scrolling through your phone and all of a sudden you're like, do I have to go to work today?
Yeah, especially. If you're going to fire me, let me know at the end of the day so I don't have to get dressed and wake up early the next morning.
That would have been nice.
Mm-hmm.
On this day in 1806, the first child was born in the White House, the grandson of Thomas Jefferson.
So, during a war, the White House burned down.
Correct.
So, originally, this is the original White House, because the White House then burned down in 1814. So, the first person to be born in the White House in general, but it wasn't the one that's there now.
Correct.
They had to rebuild that.
Oh, that breaks my heart that we don't have our original White House.
We do have that George Washington painting because whoever was in the White House when it was getting burned down, the wife ran over to the George Washington painting, grabbed it and was like, this is what we need for America.
Yes.
Love history. So good. All right. 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star, January 17th, 1920. This is the meanest obituary and it's sarcastic. Just take a listen.
Ooh.
It says, few mourn J.B. here. All right. So that doesn't start out like a good obituary. John Barleycorn, a resident of Kansas City and most of the world, died at midnight last night. Mr. Barleycorn's age is a matter of conjecture. No one could be found last night interested enough to make a suggestion.
What?
Right, that's mean. Mr. Barleycorn came to Kansas City even before the town was formally laid out and was probably the oldest resident of the city at the time of his death.
Jeez.
This is a mean obituary.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep going. Surviving Barleycorn are companions, innumerable widows, and orphans to those unfortunates, along with a large acquaintance which never entered the ranks of friends. So this guy sounds real lonely. This Jay Barleycorn, John Barleycorn. And now let's see if you get it.
Okay.
Because I'm like, who's this guy? What did he do in Kansas City?
Yeah.
He's the oldest
What's
resident.
What's going on here?
Mm-hmm. So I Googled. This is the end of this obituary. 12th Street casted an apathetic eye at the moon last night. Cafes were patronized, but little better than on other Friday nights of the season. The seven saloons between Central Street and Grand Ave yielded a total of 29 customers. Today, the whiskey is in bonded warehouses and will only be accessible to druggists for the sale of medicine by prescription. They're not talking about a person. They're talking about alcohol. John Barleycorn is alcohol.
Oh.
So 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star is this incredible, like, satire obituary of this person. Like, listen, John Barleycorn, a resident of Kansas City and most of the world, died at midnight last night. When did Prohibition start? Midnight last mm-hmm. night. His age is a matter of conjecture. No one could know. No one cares about how long he's been around. The line where it's like, his companions, innumerable widows and orphans, when people get drunk, the things that they do because they're drunk, and a large acquaintance, which he never entered the ranks of friends.
So is this suggesting that they are approving a prohibition?
No, this is the sadness. This is the sad, sarcastic writer writing a fake obituary about prohibition starting and alcohol being dead. Except for, of course, you could go to your doctor and they could prescribe you like 1/4 of whiskey or something like that a month.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. We'll get into that a little bit more, but I thought it was so... I was like, this guy sounds like an a-hole. Who is it? What did he do? Did he burn down Casey? No. They're talking about booze.
That tired.
I'm going to put this up in my story on Instagram if you want to see the whole thing, which is pretty cool and historic. 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star. But what's going on for unofficial holidays today?
It is Ditch New Year's Resolution Day. So all those plans you made, ditch them.
17th. If you made it 17 days, I'm proud of you already.
I say you really only have to go, what, like 4 more days to make it a habit?
Mm-hmm.
So as much as it is Ditch New Year's, keep going at it.
Yeah, if you can do it, you can do it. But sometimes weather prohibits.
Mm-hmm. It's also Kid Inventors Day. So encourage your kids.
You know what I can't stand is when parents bring their kids on Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give all the credit to the kid. But in reality, it's obviously that they were the ones that marketed it and, like, created it. And you can't say no to a kid.
I mean, clever parenting, but you just want to, you know, what to do with the parents. It is also cable car day, Jordan. You ever ridden a cable car?
No, but I do like that Frey song. I never knew that anything was falling through.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and friends. On the Buzz. Jordan Silver and friends news. On 96.5 The Buzz.
Christopher Newsboy Minders, tell us what's going on.
All right, it is below freezing right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see some scattered showers of sleet and snow basically all day today and basically all weekend.
No.
They're out there treating the roads.
Yes.
But expect it to be slick this morning and just always expect it to be slick in the near future.
Yeah. I mean, it's still where we are in Kansas, in Mission, Kansas, it still looks fine out there right now. Something is just, there's something over the city, I'm guessing.
It's approaching.
Hopefully it's good news about the Chiefs. That's all that matters.
And also a winter tip for when we have these super salty roads for saving buco bucks in the future. Please power wash or any sort of wash down your car. Get all the salt off underneath. You will extend the life of critical parts and prevent accelerated rust. Very important. Jordan? Jordan, what? Do you never wash your car?
Never wash my car.
Oh, well, then don't complain when your critical parts start to rust and you're like, oh, I need a whole new suspension.
I'm 37 years old. My critical parts have already started to rust.
Okay. The manager for the 1975s announced on Twitter that they are going to plant a tree for every ticket sold.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And they're to continue their earth-friendly realm on this planet. They are not printing any more band shirts. They are only going to be using old stock. And if you bring an old band t-shirt of theirs or anybody's to the one like a festival, they're going to actually reprint it on those shirts.
Oh,
sustainability.
Sure, or saving money. Sometimes I wonder, like the whole thing in Lenexa with the plastic bags being 10 cents. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I wonder if it's cheapness masquerading as protecting the earth. I don't know. These are where my conspiracy theories lie, by the way.
We could go deep into that if we have an hour. But also, the FBI is looking for a man, needs our help. It's an Overland Park man who robbed a bank just down the street here, 86th and Metcalf. Was unable to get any money, so not very successful a bank robber. So he ran away. The suspect is described as a white man in his mid-30s, about 6 feet tall, just under 200 pounds, and wearing a dark winter coat.
All right. So keep here. That sounds like everybody.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Oh, I think I have reached the epitome of laziness.
Why is that?
There's one task that I absolutely hate to do the most out of everything that I have to do, and I have to do it once a month.
That's nothing to do with your...
No.
Okay.
No. thanks, Chris. It's getting cat litter from the pet store and carrying that heavy-ass box all the way to the register. It's 50 pounds.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It is not that heavy.
Well, I get the big one. It is literally 42 pounds, the ones that I get. You've got cats. What cat litter do you use?
I don't know. Whatever the stuff in the big yellow pail that I got to carry.
Oh, my God. Okay, here's the thing. I've tried all of them. Mm-hmm. There's this brand called Everclean. That is the one that I have used for so long, and people don't even know that I have a cat if they come in. They're like, you know, because sometimes people, yours doesn't, but like sometimes there's a cat smell within the house, and it's
sometimes.
99% of the times it's the box,
mm-hmm.
right? So I tried all of them, and this is the one that works for my cat's voids. But once a month, I got to go to the pet store, walk all the way to... And of course, they put the cat litter in the back corner, right? Well, way back corner.
They have carts.
They do, but that, you know, that's for old ladies. I'd like bringing a cart out to your car and stuff.
Present speaking, no?
Mm-hmm. No. I still can't do that. I still carry if there's no... small carts at the grocery store, I still carry my little thing.
Well, how often do you carry anything heavy anywhere?
Ugh. Once a month. It sucks.
So this is just a little bit of exercise that you're... I
do a thinking job, not manual labor, and carrying that cat litter from the back of the pet store to the front, to my car, then out of my car. Ugh, I live on the 30th floor.
You have an elevator.
So what? Still have to carry it into the elevator.
I realize that, but you need a modicum of exercise occasionally. This would be a great method for you to, for once, use your biceps.
This is like CrossFit.
Your cardio.
This is like when they push tires down the road.
Oh, please, it's not that bad.
Yes, it is. 42-pound bag of cat litter? Yes. Heavy as hell. Anyway, so I found out a way around that.
What?
Okay, I have guilt with this one. I started ordering it from Chewy.com. Have you seen the commercials where like you can, like once every X amount of months or weeks, you can order something and it comes up? So the the person that brings it from the truck has to carry it all the way to my house.
You lazy pile of cat food.
What? What?
I cannot. You get your cat litter delivered to your door?
Literally my front door, yeah. Now I do.
So now you have no exercise whatsoever in your life at all.
Whoa. When I get out of bed, I do quite the karate flip.
What, you do half a sit-up?
But the karate kick, my lower half. And that, well, get that. I gotta take that litter from the door down the hall to Blanche's room.
You want to know what the women were doing back 100 years ago?
What? You don't have one for that. Not carrying cat litter. Their cats could go outside. Mine can't.
Well, they couldn't leave the house.
That's right. Well, yeah. But yeah, that's it. So, what? How much is the cat litter that you buy? Like, what does it weigh? Is it just 25 pounds? Just baby 25 pounds?
A bit. It's probably 25, 30 pounds.
You know,
and while I'm doing it, I like to lift it up and down for extra exercise.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
Because I'm not a lazy piece.
I am not a lazy piece either. I have a thinking job. Thinking makes you tired. Mom, you hear that, Mom? Oh, she'd always give me crap. She'd be like, I'm so tired from my job. I'd be like, I am too. She's like, you just talk on the radio for 3 hours. I'm like, gotta think.
You do know there's a direct correlation between exercise and strong mental health.
Yeah, sure. No, yes. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't have a manual labor job and I don't want to be carrying that stuff. But I do. I feel so bad because I'm getting my first delivery today. First off, this poor person's going to have to carry. And I didn't buy one thing of cat litter. I bought two, so it's 84 pounds of cat litter.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
I promise I'll get you back for emo night. I apologize for not calling you.
Yeah, you better.
I know. I apologize.
Very disappointed.
I know. I'm sorry. The weather was like this. The weather was like...
The best part was telling Alex the week before. I said, hey, I'm going out with Jordan on Friday. Can we make plans so I can go out and you can watch Cora? And she says, oh, yeah. And then you don't call me Friday.
I'm sorry.
Or Saturday.
It's not that... My worst fear was that you thought it was that I didn't want to hang out with you.
Well, you confirmed that.
No. I just didn't... No. That's not the case. Come on. We're friends. We've done this. What is going on with the weather? We just have a little bit of rain over here.
It looks like a little bit of rain, but it is below freezing, so the slick spots are out, and they're warning that it's getting bad and accidents are occurring all over the metro.
God. Every single Friday.
Yeah.
This is really putting a damper on my weekend.
Well, that makes the spring so much better when it comes, right?
Sure. I mean, we're almost in February, so we're kind of almost there.
We could have 2 or 3 months or 4 months left of this.
No, don't say that. Please don't say that.
Awful.
I have, do you ever mishear lyrics?
All the time. I love making them up.
Do you check to see if you're right?
If I have to, if like comes up in conversation, but eh.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes I will just sit there and sing exactly what I think it is rather than look it up, even though I have the ability to look it up right on my phone.
Yeah.
That's it. Just be like, all right, that's how to sing it. But there's a lot of mysteries in the world. Like, where is Amelia Earhart?
Oh, that's been boggling people since the 20s or 30s.
Why are we here?
Ooh, meaning of life, deep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what does Missy Elliott say in the song Work It? I'm telling you.
We have no idea.
Oh, no, I do know now. BuzzFeed blew my mind yesterday when I found out what it was, and I'll tell you about it coming up right after this.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Okay. Yesterday, I was checking BuzzFeed for some things to talk about, and I ran across this article that said things that you don't know about certain songs that will blow your mind. Thinking as someone that's been in the music industry, I would probably know some of these. I did not, but the one that got me the most was what Missy Elliott says in this song when it is reversed.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's why I need
number. Right?
What?
Right. It's your primitive, it's why I need
number. Your primitive, it's why I need number.
So I remember back in the day, even recording stuff into our system over here and then reversing it just to see what it was.
Yeah. Is that what they did?
I don't know what she did, but they had it on BuzzFeed. It's this part.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing.
This part right here.
I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
That's what it is backwards. That's what it is backwards.
That works so well.
I know. Good old Missy.
That's Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on the bus.
Just a minute ago, we cracked the code of the Missy Elliott song, Work It.
Yeah, if you're going to tell me something like that, I'm going to test out the theory.
And you did, and it worked.
Uh-huh,
you played
completely.
This part.
This is the normal part.
Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's why I need it. It's your primitive, it's why I need it.
So I took that and I just reversed that. So in theory, it should work out. And let's test it.
Put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Oh my God.
Flip it and reverse it.
Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
My mind is blown. My mind is absolutely blown. The Beastie Boys recorded a song with backwards drums. It's called Paul Revere. Everybody knows that one, though.
Ooh.
Yeah, but Well, now that we got that, what's the next mystery that you want to solve? Amelia Earhart or The Meaning of Life?
Ooh, The Meaning of Life.
I already know that one, though.
What's that?
Chiefs.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
All right, Christopher, what's up in the world?
Green Day is announcing new music. They just dropped a song from their new album, Father of All. Here's a little snippet of it.
That's got like a sports sound and everything to it.
Mm-hmm.
New Green Day, what's the name of that song?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It is a social commentary about everyone is absorbed on their phones. It starts off with someone watching a Green Day video in their car and they hit Billy Joel.
Okay, so. Yes. Yeah, I saw in the news that Billy Joel Armstrong gets hit by a car.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's what it was for the music video.
Correct.
For that. You know, it's very interesting. That band has been around since like the 80s. They have put out many albums. They put out two incredible albums before Dookie even came mm-hmm. out. It's just insane that they still find a way to do music and still have their own sound and still do it. There were three chords. That's like what they play. Three chords. It's impressive. But New Green Day, do you know when the album's coming out?
February 7th.
All right. So
it's called
super
Father
super.
To All.
All right.
And if you're going to the Chiefs game this Sunday, we have two reasons to get there early. They're going to be giving out a Chiefs Kingdom rally towel for the first few at the stadium.
Okay. All right.
And they'll be giving 50,000 of them.
That's a lot of towels.
That's a lot of towels. The capacity for Arrowhead is 76,000.
Right. You're probably going to use it to maybe warm your hands, mm-hmm. put it over your seat and everything like that. All right. I'm excited to see that,
yes,
too.
Yes. So please be the first 66% to get to Arrowhead. And for the second reason to get to the stadium early, there's going to be a B-2 stealth bomber flying overhead. You know those black boomerang planes that
yeah.
are really, really cool?
The ones that left downtown a couple of days ago and scared the hell out of everybody that lived anywhere in the area.
Well, those are fighter jets.
Okay.
These are B-52 stealth bombers, the cool bird-looking ones.
I mean, I think it's pretty impressive syncopation when...
Oh.
You're doing the national anthem, and then they're getting ready to do like all this other stuff, and then boom, an airplane flies over. It's
yeah, because
cool.
You're traveling at hundreds of miles an hour. You need to pinpoint it to get over the stadium at the time. I don't know how they do that.
Math. Math is how they do that.
And a final reason to make it even better, Paul Rudd will be the spirit leader.
Okay. He's flying in?
He might be in town already.
Okay.
I think his mom lives in the neighborhood.
Keep your eye out for Paul Rudd.
Correct.
And go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
It's been so long since I've been in like a real relationship that I'm starting to forget what it's like, which is okay. I'm not going to sit here and complain about that right now. That's not what we're talking about. But I do like space and privacy in a relationship.
It's important.
It is. Sometimes there's certain levels of people's personalities and their habits that even if you live together, in my opinion, in my relationships, I'm like, you can keep that over there and I'll keep mine over here. And then we're just never going to let these get together.
Mm.
You and your wife have been together for over 10 years.
According to me, yes.
So have you broken down the walls of what's...
There's no, the word gross doesn't really exist in our vocabulary.
Has that changed since you've had a baby or has that always been the case?
It's pretty much always been the case.
Okay.
We've never been shy about what our bodies are,
oh.
Which is gross to say.
I mean, that's love, I guess. Not the kind of love I have. Again, there's like this level. I don't know. Call me old fashioned, but you can have a couple secrets. I'm okay. I don't need to know all of you. All
Why?
Of you. Because there's certain parts that... I mean, personality, yes, I would like to know all of the person that I'm dating.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you get to the gross stuff that we know we all do.
But if you can find that person who no longer thinks it's gross with you, that's a new form of love right there.
No, that's gross.
No.
And you're both gross.
No.
I'm sorry.
Maybe this is the reason why you are so lonely. You refuse to let anybody in.
Damn, that hurt. Okay, let's move on. No, that's not letting someone in. What are some things that you do with your wife that are technically, quote, gross?
Well, I don't see why people make a big deal out about this at all, but going to the bathroom with the doors wide open.
Why can't you just close a door?
Why do you need to close a door?
Because you're doing something private. You're doing something private and, to be perfectly honest, kind of gross.
But what are you closing the door for, though?
Your privacy of the gross thing.
But what are
doing?
You protecting? What is your spouse going to... Why? I don't get the disconnect there. Why is it so gross?
Because it is, first off, it's called voiding. Okay, so it's within the word. Second off, to be in love with someone, that don't need to be on display.
You don't have to be on display, but being comfortable enough where you can just drop your deuce and have the door open.
Oh, God, no, I never will make it to that point with a lady, ever. Hmm. Ever. Ever. Hmm. Ever. What are some other things that you and your wife do that I would consider gross?
Well, Alex wears a lot of my dirty clothes. Is that gross?
I don't know. You don't normally smell, but yeah. She just picks up a sweatshirt and she's like, oh, this is mine now.
Well, she loves the reminder of me, and I guess she loves my man scent.
Ugh. Ugh.
That's gross to say, too.
Yeah, sure is. So, wait, do you think that that's borderline somewhat gross?
No, not at all. Saying the words is kind of gross, but the actual effect, humans are disgusting people anyways.
I mean, I don't think that wearing your clothes is that gross as using the restroom with the door open at the same time that someone else is just existing on Earth.
Okay.
In your house.
What about sending each other photos of your voided products?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Why do you need to do that?
You have another person to see, like, hey, is this healthy? Should I be going to a doctor
kind
of thing?
I'm sorry. You have Google. If you see it and you think you need to go to the doctor, go to the doctor. You don't need a second opinion.
I know, but it's so much more fun to enjoy that moment and experience. If you can find someone else to not enjoy the moment, but experience the moments with them, there's a form of bonding there that you're just not going to get otherwise.
You're saying in English that sending pictures of your poop to each other is a form of bonding.
In other ways, would you like to say it in French? Bonjour, la poupée is a form of bonding.
That is not French.
No.
I took French. Je suis la jeune fille. It's so gross. That's so gross. Why? Why do you need to take a picture of your poo and send it to somebody? Really? You're telling me that every single time that you do that, it's because you think there's something wrong with you?
No, sometimes
Boom.
It's just to...
Right. That's what I'm saying. BuzzFeed put together a list of gross couple confessions that will, quote, make you want to stay single forever. And Chris, the stuff that you just listed barely scratches the surface.
What?
Yeah, we'll talk about it coming up in 4.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
When I'm dating someone and I want to know them, I want to know things like what their favorite color is, what makes them cry. Mm-hmm. That's what I would like to learn when I'm learning about someone.
Well, in order to do that, you need to be able to open the door while you're doing the number two.
No, you don't. That's the line. I'm saying not because I want to know what their favorite color is and what makes them cry, not what their poop looks like. Ugh.
You can learn so much about someone so quickly just by a quick pick.
We are not going to agree on this, I can tell. But Buzz Family is in, it looks like, they're on your side.
See? I know I'm right.
Guys, I'll be taking a shower and my wife will come in and take a giant you-know-what. Sometimes I have to kick her out. Our bathroom is open 100%. The bathroom door is open 100% unless guests are over.
Preach.
Someone saying that the reason that I am so... so protected is because of my childhood. Whatever. I don't care. Sorry. When I grew up, we peed with the door closed. Sue me.
Ugh. Just contributed to your problems you're facing today.
Nah. I don't think that there's a problem with that. Some mystery. Leave some mystery in the relationship. Anyway, you argue the other side of this. And BuzzFeed put together a list of gross couple confessions that'll make you stay single forever. Let me know if any of these... toe the line with you, okay?
Yeah, I'll see which ones Alex and I do.
When one of us burps, the other person smells it and tries to guess what they ate last.
Okay, no. No.
Nasty.
Gross.
Thank you.
I can sometimes tell what she has eaten from smelling the burp, but that's not something we enjoy doing at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll agree on this one.
Yeah. Plus, when my cat burps, he eats the same thing. So it's a very unfair game. My husband will take a drink of water and I'll suck the drops off his mustache.
Not quite to that, but that's not that gross.
There's only one on this list that I don't think is so bad, but we'll get to that. I bite my boyfriend's nails for him.
Ooh, no, Alex would. I sometimes rarely bite my nails. She thinks that's the worst thing in the world. But I don't mind it.
You can bite your own nails. When you start biting other people's nails, that's covering some anxiety that I feel like needs to be dealt with in other ways.
Yeah.
My husband and I weigh ourselves before and after we poop to see who had the biggest poop.
We've done that before.
I wonder if the spark of passion, you know what I'm saying, is gone when you get to the point where you are weighing yourself before and after your poop to see who had the biggest poop.
Oh, no. You go into a level of deeper intimacy that you can't even describe.
I'm going to vomit. Sometimes I'll take a sip of a drink and spit it in my boyfriend's mouth.
We've done that before.
Oh, that's not what sharing is. Ugh. My husband and I share the same toothbrush. Come on, man.
That's not that weird.
That's gross. Your toothbrush is getting rid of the stuff in your mouth that you need to get rid of.
I know, but if she brushes her teeth and then it's clean, then I brush mine, there's no difference on that.
It's never clean, Chris. It's disgusting. We're talking about gross couple confessions that'll make you stay single forever. I believe in a little bit of space in a relationship. Chris will
don't need that much.
Pee in the shower with his wife, right?
Yeah, she don't like that.
Good. Thank you. When I'm tired of my gum, my boyfriend will have me spit it in his hand, and then he'll chew it for a bit.
That's rare. Not unheard of, but not normal.
There's nothing good to the gum. The taste is gone.
Chewing. It's better than chewing on your spouse's or significant other's nails.
Yeah,
right?
That's disgusting. This is the one that I don't think is so bad.
Oh, this will be interesting.
That of the whole entire list.
Okay.
If my boyfriend gets sunburn and his skin starts to peel, I'll sit on the couch and peel his flaky skin while we watch TV.
Yeah, that's fun.
Fun?
Yeah, Alex loves picking scabs. Big, thick ones. Oh, love doing that.
Ugh. I do not want to date anyone or anything. I love popping my boyfriend's pimples, but he hardly gets them anywhere other than his butt. So... When he gets home, sometimes he'll just pull down his pants and let me, quote, go to town.
Okay, that's a little weird.
Ugh, God. Oh, text line. I've got people on my side now.
No, you don't.
My boyfriend says that he won't marry me unless I poop in front of him. No, that's right, girl or boy, whoever you are. That's right.
Just poop in front of him. It's
no!
not that big of a deal.
No,
once you do, you'll feel so much better.
No!
You will feel freeing, I guarantee it.
I feel weird when you go outside and dogs are trying to, like, do their thing. And...
Well, that's because there's eyeing you.
Whatever. Like, if you're a dog, you're out there doing your thing, and then everyone's like, come on, hurry up. And you're just like, I'm just trying to poop here. Give me a second, lady.
Well, I'll give it to you that while we are defecating. Is that a proper word?
Oh, God.
We definitely try not to make eye contact. Because that makes it, that sort of maybe crosses the line.
The line.
Yeah.
The line is making eye contact when you do that.
Yeah, especially when she's brushing her teeth.
And you're.
Any more?
One last one. Sorry, I'm trying to get the gross feeling out of my stomach right now and speak. My husband has picked something out of my teeth and eaten it before.
First part's not weird. Second part's a little weird.
People are too close, man. That's too close. So close.
Again, you can feel... I think this is why you are so unwilling to open any deep door with anybody that you're in a relationship
with. No, not at all. I will go into the deepest parts of my personality, of my memory, of who I am, of learning things. But to me, that's a mental thing rather than a taking a dump in the same room as someone. I got somebody else on my side as well in the text line. Yes, I'm totally on your side. So gross. Single forever club. That's right.
Read the next text above that, Jordan. From 3708.
Go ahead. You read it.
Pooping while I'm in the shower ain't nothing. But that list you have, I'm all about so far. Can we have a shower where there's a drain where you can just poop in the shower?
Oh, my God. Why?
It would eliminate a whole step there.
Man, the text line. The Buzz family really agrees with you. I am appalled.
I think you should see. You'll notice that if you keep your door open, you'll get a text back.
Are you kidding me?
No.
That is not something you do on a first date. Is that what you did on a first date?
second.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram at J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
Have you ever been to a Chiefs game?
I have been to one a few years ago.
Oh, man, this is the season.
Oh, I need to go back. I haven't seen Patrick Mahomes as our quarterback, so I would like to see that.
Oh, my God. It's incredible. I saw my first official NFL game just a couple months ago. Of course, it was the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. And
it was
thanks for the invite.
Well, somebody had to get me in, but it was the greatest time. And I mean, strangers, you know, while I'm wearing this hat, where I'm wearing the Chiefs hat, will be like, go Chiefs, go Chiefs. And there's such an amazing feeling of community, especially going on right now, because this is the point that we got to last year. And then mm-hmm. we lost to those stupid Patriots, but those idiots are out.
Done.
And right now it looks like there's a little bubble of some sort over the city that we're not getting the most awful storm that we were supposed to. That's a good sign.
Patrick Mahomes' cloud of hope is definitely protecting the city.
It's that hair. It's that hair. Which they sell at Hy-Vee. Have you seen that?
I have. That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw an old man in a wheelchair wearing it.
I think I should get one.
No. No. I feel like when you get to the point where your hair is being sold, versions of your hair are being sold, that's when you've made it.
Yeah.
For me, it's getting that check mark on Instagram, but, mm-hmm. you know, like really making it is when people start making wigs and selling it at the grocery store of your own hair.
Yeah. If people made wigs of you, Jordan, would it be silver or blue?
It would be silver, I think, because I don't want... No. I cannot wait till my hair grows out enough to cut it so that I never do it blue again, because I am so sick of the jokes about me trying to become Stacey Moody.
Well,
even friends yesterday were giving me crap about it. And I've known these friends for a very long time.
Don't dye your hair the same hue as Stacey Moody.
She doesn't own the monopoly on the color blue. She doesn't. Anyway, I should have dyed it red because Chiefs.
Red Friday.
Red Friday today. Have a very safe one while you're driving out there.
Try. Drive slowly.
Oh.
Wash your car. Get the salt off.
Yeah. Dad. Okay, Dad.
No,
you
someone
sound like
on
my
the
dad.
Someone on the text line text back in all caps said it is very important to wash your car. I'm so glad someone's finally saying something because nobody ever listened to me.
Dad.
What?
That was my dad. That was my dad.
Well, your dad's a smart man then.
I guess. My dad likes the same thing as you. These crappy cars that he masquerades for nice ones in.
If you need your Jordan Silver and friends fixed during the weekend, check out Jordan's Instagram at J-O-R-D-I-N Silver. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.